ஸ்வஸ்திரமதஃ பூர்ணம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவ வசிஷ்யதே. Some places Purna, then Purna, Purnasya, Purnam, there's a different, same word is there, Purna, the endings are different, and with that of course the meaning changes. Purna, what is Purna? What's the meaning of Purna?
Complete.
Does everyone know from wherever you are, from Africa or Siberia? Purnam, what is Purnam?
Complete.
Purnam is complete. So, Om Purnam Padaha. Purnam. Purnamidam. Purnamidam. Purna. Purnam. Udachyate. Purnasya. Purnamadaya. Purnam. Any more? Someone? One left is a chair in the front if you wish to. But if you could cross over the ocean of devotion. Om. The complete whole.
The complete whole.
Purnam.
Purnam.
Pay attention to the word meaning. And you could now look at the book. Prabhupada purposely have included word meanings in his book. Not just increase the volume or number of pages in his books. He wanted his followers, the scholars, to understand as much as possible. It has been made available so that you can understand word meaning also. And once you understand the words, from words come the sentences, right? You know this word, you know that word, you know that word, and then you put the different words together, and then complete translation. A sentence or sentences come into existence. So, if we could know some important word meanings, if not all the word meanings, start with important ones, then another important, then another, every day. You learn a few more words, and the Brahmins. It's a Brahminical class. Prabhupada wanted to produce. He was in South India. He was in Nellore. Place called Nellore? Sorry, you know.
Andhra.
Yes. And that's where this, what we are doing here, this Bhakti Shastri course, this was conceived practically in place called Nellore, as much as I could understand. I was with Harishori yesterday and we were talking and he shared some quotation. Things available, Bhakti Shastri, and how our devotees are weak in philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and that weakness results in fall down. And Prabhupada was concerned in South India. Brahmins and smarta Brahmins, look at your Brahmins, they don't know shastras, mantras. So Prabhupada was with Tamal Krishna Gosai Maharaj and some others. And then they were discussing, I think, for a few days, and then when circular went all over the universe, it's called universe. It was addressed to the DVCs and the temple presidents also. And the Bhakti Shastri and whole thing, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarabhav, his whole concept was conceived and proposed. What do you think, GBC? And give your input. And by, I think it was some time before Gaur Purnima, and Prabhupada was proposing, this Gaur Purnima, we will launch this course, Bhakti Shastri. And Bhakti Shastri will consist of studies of Bhagavad Gita, and Nectar Instruction, Ishopanishad. And what did we miss?
Nectar Devotion.
Nectar Devotion. And like that. Then Bhakti Vedanta will be there, Bhakti Vaibhav there. So he wanted his followers knowledgeable, strong, survival of the what? What is the rule? Rule is?
Fittest.
One who is fit, he survives. So how does one become fit in Krishna consciousness? By knowledge? Knowledge makes him fit, knowledgeable. Then he becomes nishthavan. In the beginning he is only shraddhavan. That is good. Shraddha. For shraddha could be of various kinds. Nectar of devotion, I don't know whether you learned that part. Komal shraddha and this shraddha and dhrada shraddha. In the beginning the shraddha is very tender, komal. The crop is very tender. The seedlings are very tender. Any goat could come and could just gobble up and existence finished. But when that seedling is nurtured by hearing and chanting and studying and Bhakti Shastri, then what happens? One becomes stronger, grows. The seedling is no more seedling, it's a bush, it's a tree. The goat cannot even reach. It would only take a camel or elephant. But then you keep growing and then becomes a nishtha, shraddhavan, becomes nishthavan. No more turning back, no reverse, irrevocable, irreversible. So that's the idea. So, Riva. The word meaning also. You can learn and establish yourself. Fix up in knowledge. Okay, where are we? Adaha. That. Who is that? Who is that? Krishna. Correct. Who else could be that? Om Tat Sat. You heard of it? Om Tat Sat. Tat. Tat. Tat means that. Om Tat Sat. That Tat. That is Sat, eternal. Om Tat Sat. Om Purnamadaha. That one is, that Lord is Purnam, complete. Okay, then Purnam. Say?
Purnam.
Perfectly complete.
Perfectly complete.
Idam.
Idam.
This phenomenal world.
This phenomenal world.
Purnat.
Purnat.
From all perfect.
From all perfect.
Purnam.
Purnam.
Complete unit.
Complete unit.
Udachyate
is produced.
Purnasya of the complete whole. Purnam.
Purnam.
Completely.
Completely.
All.
All.
Adaya.
Adaya.
Having taken away.
Having been taken away.
Purnam.
Purnam.
Complete balance.
Complete balance.
Eva.
Eva.
Even.
Even.
Avashishyate
is remaining.
Is remaining.
Translation.
Who's a good reader?
Translation. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete whole. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete man.
There you go. Remove your hat. I mean, it can help. But if you hear him more subtle, it could be more fresh. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vasishyate. For understanding, yes, keep looking at the verse, this sloka. This could be broken into 1, 2, 3, 4 parts. Kind of four units here, four thoughts or ideas. First one is Om Purnamadaha. Om is a Vedic mantra, so begins with Om. Vedic mantras. We are beginning here. Ishopanishad is beginning. It's beginning with Om. In the past they must have chanted it so nicely, Om. So Om is also, Prabhupada translates Om as Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the list of the opulences of the Absolute Truth, Om, Lord, I am Om. I am Om. Om. So it's address. Om is addressed to the Lord. Oh, 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 aho. Om. So Om Purnamada. So what is the meaning? But what are we understanding? When we say Om Purnamada, Purnamada. Purnam? Complete. Adaha. Adaha. What was the meaning? That. That is, who is that? That's Allah. That's Lord. Supreme Personality of Godhead is Purnam. Completely perfect. It is complete. You want to say that much. Lord is complete. How do you say? Om Purnamadaha. Om Purnamadaha. Lord is complete and perfect. Or perfectly complete, completely perfect. Om Purnamadaha. And the next thing is Purnamidam. And also something else is Purnam. And what is that?
Emanations.
Emanations are complete. This world around us is complete. So Lord is complete and his emanations, his energy, his parts and parcels, this world coming from him is also complete. So that's the meaning. There are two ideas. First thing established is Om Purnamadaha. He is complete. That is complete. The Lord is complete. And that is complete. This is complete. We could also say that. That is complete, and say it, that is complete. Usually is up there, right? That one is complete. That one is complete, and this one is complete. Just for sake of remembrance, you could break down like that. Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Purnamadaha Purnamidam. He is complete and perfect. And all that comes from him is also complete and perfect. Okay? So these are two parts. Similar idea has been conveyed in these two parts. Next one is Purnat Purnam Udachyate. Purnat Purnam, another law, is Purnat Purnam Udachyate. From Purna. Purnat means from Purna. Purnam. Udachyate, what is Udachyate? is produced, comes into existence. Purna Purna Mudachate. In fact, the same thing has been said. He is Purna, Lord is Purna, complete, and His creation is complete. And His world has come from Him. Purna, Lord is complete. Purna Purna Mudachate. What comes from the Lord, His world has come from Him, produced from Him. And this is also complete. Purna Purna Mudachate. Similar, not little, can't say word jugglery. but in other words, we could say Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purna Purnam Mudachate. And what else? And then, so these are the three things we were saying, just sake of breaking them into different parts. And the fourth part is Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate, which is not much different has been said. I'll just put it in the different words. Purnasya Purnamadaya. There's something complete. And who is complete? That Lord is complete. Purnasya Purnamadaya. You take away another complete thing. Something is complete and you take away whole thing, complete thing. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnameva Vashishyate. What remains is also complete.
I have a piece of paper here.
You have a piece of paper also? Take a piece of paper. Just to keep you busy, keep your mind free. No, and take a paper that you don't mind breaking into pieces. And this may be heartbreaking for you. Lost a whole one page. But this is some, we learn a little lesson. And we can break into pieces. One, two, the whole paper was there. Taken another piece, taken away from it. Another. Oh! Original paper, where is the original paper? Finished. Only its energy is there. The bits and pieces are there, but the original paper is gone. So 1 minus 1 is equal to?
0.
1 paper was there. And we took away 1 paper from that 1 paper. What remains is our hands are empty. There's no paper left. So this is not the case with
Krishna.
You take all the energies from Him, and He remains.
Can I ask a question on that? So the Mayavadi philosophy is that because everything is one and is expanded everywhere, there is no complete personality. So how do they deal with this verse, which is so clear that Purnam Eva Vashishyate, that He remains? But we know that you have access to this. I know that you have this commentary. So what do they say? How do they translate it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? The different law is applicable to the Lord. That's a lesson. Today's lesson is, you take whole thing away from the whole, what remains is?
The whole.
The whole. Another rule applies here. 1 minus 1 is equal to?
1.
1. Which?
Anti-matter. Material law says one man is one is zero.
Absolutely.
This one is opposite.
Yeah. That one is opposite. So that
I'm still wondering how they deal with it. It looks like a Vaishnava Siddhanta is very clearly established
by this verse.
So how do they twist it around to
That's a good question. Someone could explain?
They don't accept.
You just read they have to accept Vedic aphorism. Yes.
They juggle words?
What was the question?
Repeat.
The question is that the Mayavadi philosophy is that because the Supreme is everywhere, his energy is all pervading, therefore he has no personality.
Because we are Pular Brahman and we are fallen, now we are taken the form. Now we are everywhere. Covered by Maya. And as we become free from Maya, supposed to be our Maya, it should not be covering us. So the Mayavadi said that you are Brahman, but now your Maya has covered you, and now you become free from that Maya, your own Maya, and become Brahman again. That Purnam, that Brahman is Purnam for them, which is a formless. So that is complete. And when you are covered by illusion, you are limited. And you become unlimited again, you become all pervading again, you become light again, you emerge into that Brahman again, you become Om Purnam. So, did we finish this? Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnamsha Purnamadaya Purnameva Ashisha. Is the word meaning clear?
No. What does emanate mean?
Coming out from. Coming from. From the Lord. Creator and creation. Creation is emanation of the Creator. Yeah? And then we're going to today have an entertainment at the beginning. Yesterday we missed. We will also help to understand the Okay, next. So that's the verse in invocation. Completeness of the Lord is the topic. Well, that's a nice one, right?
So that's relaxing. Om Purnam
Adaha Purnamidam. The completeness of the Shiva. What does it say? Complete? Yeah, so these are some of the purport points. The Jiva is complete in relationship with the complete. Everything is complete in relationship with the complete. As soon as you separate this from this one, from the separate here break or something, and try to be independent, then he becomes incomplete and miserable. When that connection is there, like this hand, you see? So if our hand is connected to the whole body and playing drum and enjoying, it has a purpose. But you separate the hand, is that a hand? No, hand is there and drum is there but not playing. Mother is useless and hand is useless. I did not connect it. Got a complete whole. And Mridanga, hand, body, and singing, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then his whole thing, the complete arrangement here. His hand is playing harmonium and everything is going on. And what else is here? Lots of things.
Can I ask a question on this chart? Can I ask a question on this chart?
Yeah.
It looks like here they've got the Supreme Personality of Godhead coming from the completeness. But shouldn't the Supreme Personality of Godhead really be in the middle?
Here's one.
Yeah, the blue at the top left hand corner. It looks like the completeness is an independent. No, this is SPOG.
The chart.
Yeah, on the chart in blue.
Above
As though completeness is something separate. It's.
So, yeah, this should have been here.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not my chart. Someone gave it to me. I'm trying to use as much as possible. Yeah. And this, they could have kept on him also here and connected him with the jivas and the facilities that come from that complete.
It's because he's complete that all these other complete units exist.
Yeah, without him, everything is just bits and pieces and useless. Like a screw, Prabhupada uses, screw. In a machine. It is meaningful when it is part of the machine. You take away the screw and the screw is useless and the machine doesn't function.
I think the quality of completeness is present in all the four entities. I guess that's what
it's really different.
Yeah, that's
what it is. Yeah. But it does, it could be misunderstood.
Okay, go to next. Go to next. I did not see myself. Okay, same example has been. We talked about this. Next one. Human life. Complete manifestation of the consciousness of the living being. Going from different stages. And another one. And next. What does it say? Can manage reading? Can make this bigger?
I cannot make bigger.
Okay, so that's a incompleteness. So incompleteness because of their what was it? Mayavad.
Mayavad, I am God.
Yeah, so
atheism, there is no God.
So they are finished then. As soon as you are God, you have separated yourself and then you are incomplete and so that's not a very healthy situation. Mundane service, social, political, international, interplanetary, Prabhupada talks all this towards the end of the purport here. And that is also useless and incomplete if it is not connected with the Lord. And?
Animal.
Animal? Yeah, because the consciousness is not developed. That kind of disconnected. Life of sense enjoyment and that's incompleteness. As soon as you engage your senses in service of complete whole, then there's a meaning for life. So expressions of incomplete consciousness is the topic. Next. Ishopanishad invocation defeats. God has no
energy.
God has no
war.
This is what they say. Okay. This is Mayavada. God has no energy. God has no form. And material world is illusion. Is material world illusion? What is our stand?
It's temporary.
It is temporary. It is not illusory. It is coming from complete whole, the perfect Lord. So it is also complete and perfect, but it is here only for some time. It's temporary, not illusory. God has no form. Mayavadis say, well, what do we say? He has a form. What's the difference? His form is spiritual. And what is the argument that Prabhupada gives in the purport? God has a form. How does he explain? Sachidananda Vigraha, that's one thing. Lord has a form. Sachidanand and Sat-Chit-Anand. I think let's finish quickly this one and then I want to turn to some other kind of presentation. Yeah? No, let's finish. I can finish. Yeah. Yeah, light on. Show you. You liked it?
Yeah.
It's free. Okay, three features of absolute truth. Prabhupada is talking Sat Chit Anand. You know the meanings of each one? Sat,
eternal.
Chit,
knowledge,
and Anand,
bliss.
The personality of Godhead is fully complete because He has a form. So, how does Prabhupada defeat this? Mayavadis say God has no form.
Seems that because we have a form and we are coming from God. I mean, if he's God, then he has everything. So he must be some of us and more. If we have a form, so he has a form and more.
Who are we? Prabhupada is talking. Who are we? What does he say?
Some persons.
We are his creation.
Yes.
We are his creation. Yes, sir.
He quotes from the Rama Samhita. Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam. Anantarupam. He has innumerable forms. So this is the evidence.
That's one of them. There's a Shabda.
And his form is infallible, whereas we have a form that is fallible. So our form is fallible, and Krishna's form is infallible.
Yeah, I mean we should follow up on this thought.
The Lord is complete because that means He must have a form. If He didn't have a form, that's something He's lacking.
It's less than His creation.
Yes. Krishna has to have
everything. And we said 10 times this verse in Purnam, 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 Purnam. Huh? Oh, but he has no form. So immediately you are making him apurnam, not complete. Well, so many statements, his purnam, his purnam. I think in following purport somewhere he's going to say, oh, yeah, the Mayavadi say that God has no no form. Oh, God exists. God exists, but he doesn't see. The person who doesn't see, what is he called?
Blind.
Oh, God is there, but he is blind. A God is there, but he doesn't hear. The one who doesn't hear?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a God? God is a deaf person, God is a blind. Oh, God is there, but he cannot walk.
Lame
or is crippled. Is that a God? Would such person be worshipable, lovable, and certainly not complete? Oh, so God exists, but he doesn't see, he doesn't hear, doesn't talk, doesn't walk. He's lame, he's crippled, he's blind. This is Prabhupada's argument. I don't think anyone else has presented like this, the way Prabhupada is so much against this Mayavad business. After Shankaracharya, 2,000 years ago, Prabhupada came on the scene. I mean, not for previous acharyas or Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they did quite some good job. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and his followers, and Prabhupada kind of his own arguments, strong arguments, which we don't hear or read in other places. Yes?
Satyaraj Prabhu once wrote an article about this in like the Guardian, and he quoted one Western poet, William Blake, one verse saying, "God exists and God is light for those poor souls who dwell in night. But does a human form display to those who live in the realms of the day?"
There you go. Good. Poem. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, every time Srila Prabhupada writes Krishna, and there's a comma, and then what? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How many times? I think someone has, I don't remember now, but someone counted in folio how many times Prabhupada said Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna. Thousands and thousands of times. Purposely is emphasizing the personality of Godhead, personality of Godhead. There's so much impersonality has been proposed and written and spoken about, and so to counteract that impersonalism, so many times we have to say, he keeps saying, it's impersonal, defeating impersonalism.
Also in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives evidence that according to the Vedas state that Krishna is a person, says that that all the previous acharyas says Sri Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Person of Godhead by all transcendentals. So there's no doubt about it. Our source of knowledge in Krishna consciousness is the Bhagavad Gita, which comes directly from Krishna. So, Vedic knowledge, it goes on. And there's all this, I don't know if that was previously or later. Previous has described how to find out who your father is, you ask your mother. There's no other way to find out who your father is, you know, except for asking the mother. You're going to go around and all the male living entities in the world and ask them if they're your father, or you just go to your mother. So the Vedas is is compared to the man. And the Vedas state that Krishna is the supreme personality of God, specifically Bhagavad Gita. Authority.
Yeah, just to point to the words of Prabhupada. Thus the complete whole is not formless. Page 14, in the middle of the page 14. If he were formless, how, or if he were less than his creation any other way, he could not be complete. The complete whole must contain everything, both within and beyond our experience, otherwise he cannot be complete. So God is complete, and his creation is complete. This Prabhupada explains how even the sun, so much energy coming from sun, since how long this is going on? A long time. Is the energy of the sun getting exhausted? Is sun now less energetic, or losing its energy, or all the time energy is emanating from sun. Still it is complete. Just one manifestation, creation of the Lord. And Krishna Suryasam, you could compare this understanding with Krishna. Even your sun is not losing or getting exhausted of his energy. More energy coming, and he has all the energy, more energy. So with the Lord, more energy is coming. It is said that so much energy and leelas of the Lord, energy of the Lord cannot even keep track of, is ever emanating energies from him. It all pervading, all spreading, all variegatedness. His world is around for a long, long time. His planet is around for a long, long time. It's operating, it is moving like one vehicle. Is someone putting some petrol into the earth from time to time? And it's gas now. Getting gas now. Where's the planet? This machine, this Sputnik, otherwise it may not run anymore, it may be parked on the side. Is that the case? They just kind of complete thing, it's a moving all the time. And Prabhupada explains how you sit in an aeroplane that is going what speed?
500
miles. No, the plane.
2,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, some places, as you say.
2,000 miles.
So there are some aeroplanes fly that fast. And then you feel lots of jerk and bumps and like that. Earth is moving right now. Do you feel any... Is it a bumpy ride?
No.
You don't even feel whether it's moving, not moving. That kind of complete and perfect arrangement he is making, and all the planets are moving in their own orbits. Maya Abhyakshayana Prakriti, he is Abhyaksha, superintendent, overseer of all these operations, and this is going on. Lord has programmed this whole creation. They pushed button in the beginning and is operating perfectly. Sun rising, sun setting, moon rising, so perfect, so amazing. Or even the mosquito is flying. Mosquito is also complete, right? To keep little plane flying, you need a big airport and so many managers, and what is Sika? It is going all over the, around the globe, round and round, from NASA in America, and so many scientists are day and night watching its movement and making sure it doesn't just crash, doesn't happen this, that. But the birds are flying, mosquito is flying. Little mosquito is kind of, it has its own complete life going on. All this wonderfully complete arrangements by the Lord. Mother gives birth to the baby. When baby is born, is mother finished? When complete person has come out. Mother exists and
child exists.
Child exists. And as soon as child is born, the child then places order, hey, get me some milk, get me some milk. And he has to telephone somebody or go around looking for where is my milk, where is Goshala. As soon as child is born, by the perfect arrangement of the Lord, immediately there is milk right there. There was no milk before. Just prior to the birth of the child, there was no milk. Now child has taken birth and complete arrangement is there. And you can drink milk right there. Whose arrangement is that? I mean, is that mother's arrangement? Did mother arrange all this? Does mother know how to produce the milk from the breast? Idle accident. And I did not cure. I was thinking, I had a little realization how the body is kind of complete and perfect unit. The healing process. So who healed? I did not heal my wounds. Doctors, no. I mean, I had a wound. What the doctors did, they spent half an hour stitching and put the bandage, go. Then I was not, I don't know how to heal, how to bring the blood in, how to bring some other material in, and the holes and fill them up, and then leveling, and then bring some skin and texture, the right kind of color. This whole thing was taken care of by the nature of the body itself. The doctors did very little. Then they'll come every other day, they're saying, come every other day. And I was spending like 10 minutes with the doctor. He would open and do cleaning on the top and another bandage, go. So doctors are not doing much. And I have no knowledge, no clue. I had no experience, not that every day I was healing my wounds to the past. First wound ever I had. And it was getting healed. So I had this realization, this is body is complete. Even before going to the hospital, I was feeling the healing process has started. The body gets a little confused for a few moments because something new happened to the body. But then immediately it's the whole Mr. Ghost inside of different parties, and they diagnose and they decide, yes, yes, supply of blood, send some supply of blood, send this, send that. And so my body is moving, sleeping. During sleep, the curing is on. I'm sleeping, the healing is on. I wake up and see some more healing has taken place. And next day I again wake up and more healing has. So even during the sleep, so this kind of arrangements are not these are large arrangements. Complete arrangements are there. Perfect arrangements are there. But then we make some mess and make our life difficult. Yeah, quote from a Hari story. yesterday at this time. The words, what? No, the invocation. Yeah. Go all the way to the end. Somewhere. There's a nice quote from Srila Prabhupada of how this world is perfect, complete, but how we are making the lectures relating to this universe is complete. And what one is it? If we don't go to the Vedic knowledge, we can't see where is the problem for the lower animals. There is no problem. And the city, I feel like there is no problem. We are leading an unnatural life. Universe is complete.
One is good for everyone.
Huh?
No question of salvation. And why is there rivalry?
Rivalry.
Rivalry.
Is it up there?
Yeah. Rivalry means I want to enjoy more than qualification.
Yeah, okay. Let's get that back. That's
better,
right?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, could someone read that? Universe is complete? Universe is complete.
Universe is complete. So he has provided everyone's food. There's no problem. It is a mistake to accept that. Because there's overpopulation in the world, there's a problem. Just now we were walking in St. James Park, where the swans and the ducks are producing 1,000 children at a time. Twice in a year. So they have no problem. Where is the problem of overpopulation? They are not starving. Unless you go and capture them and kill them, they are not dying. You see from the birds, animals, nobody dies of starvation. Ekuba, Krishna is there. He is supplying food for everyone. There is no question of starvation. Then why is there rivalry? Rivalry means I want to enjoy more sense gratification. That is rivalry. Otherwise, there's no question of rivalry. Everything is there, complete. Punam adab, punam idam, punam, punam idarshite. God's creation is perfect. There cannot be any imperfection. Even where there is overpopulation, God will supply food. Don't worry. But because we have no faith in God, because we have forgotten God, we do not know what is God. Therefore, we have created the economic problem. Otherwise, there is no problem. You can see how our jolly they are. They are walking. So by nature study, we can learn.
Very good. See, my observation profile is. Elsewhere it says, it's our mismanagement. Problem in the world is because of the mismanagement, and misconceptions, and otherwise there's no problem.
Lack of faith.
Lack of faith and lack of knowledge. The world could be happy world, complete world. Elsewhere it says, Anna Bhavanti Bhutani. All that basically what you need is Anna, the food for survival. And where does the food come from? Where does the food come from? Where does the rain?
Rains.
And where do the rains come from?
From the sun. The sun it takes the rain from the
ocean. Ajanya adanya sambhava. Yagyat bhavati parjanya. This is the connection. So, Prabhupada, this is simple. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Then what happens?
Rain falls.
And from rain comes?
Rain.
And then what do you do next? Heat. See, no offering. Next thing is you offer to the Krishna, and life could be so simple. Wherever you are, I mean, Prabhupada sent us on a bullock cart Sankirtan from 76, and he said, you go to the villages and get people to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. He said, if you come across some intelligent people, then you could say, Jare Rakho Tyare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. But if they cannot understand, just in simple villages, then not Jare Rakho Tyare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Then you just say, Hare Krishna Upadesh. Not Krishna Upadesh, but Hare Krishna Upadesh. For them, you just chant Hare Krishna. And help them to develop, Prabhupada used the word ruchi. If they develop ruchi in chanting of the holy name, then wherever they are born, they'll just be happy there with whatever resources available. Then he said, Mahatma Gandhi tried to do this thing, village industry, and was trying to improve village life by adding toilets. And village industry, but still the life did not improve. People still running to the cities, and city people running to London, and London people running to the moon. Wherever they are, they think it is incomplete. Wherever they are, they think, no, it's there, that side, the grass is greener that side. So Prabhupada's formula was, you go to the villages and let them chant Hare Krishna, develop attraction, attachment for chanting the Lord. Then whatever few resources within 5 miles radius of 5 miles, then they will be happy. Once the soul is satisfied by chanting and some knowledge. So that was Prabhupada's formula for transformation of whole India, whole planet. Yeah, that by chanting the holy name, and then rains and the grains, offer them to Krishna, then you are happy. The life will be so simple, so complete, and simple living and
high thinking.
And no run around. So, otherwise they are driving 50 miles, Prabhupada always 50 miles one way and then another 50 miles in the evening way back home. And it's not necessary. Wherever you are born, your life should be completely happy, perfect. Any other? I think there was another important point Prabhupada makes. All facilities are given to the small complete units, namely the living beings. Page 15 at the top, almost at the top. to enable them to realize the complete whole. And the following statement is very important. All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. A lot has been said in this statement. All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to, I'm just repeating, incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. So how, if someone is feeling incomplete, I am empty, I am vacant, I am he's depressed, he's feeling lost and suicide case almost. Feeling lonely is one big problem in India also amongst the youths. They feel lonely, they feel left out. Kind of lifestyle that they're leading, they don't feel close to anybody. A lot of times they go from Orissa or Bengal to big city and they have their jobs and life is like a machine. Dealing with a machine, they act like a machine and this whole process, they feel disconnected, some emptiness in some hole in their loneliness. So many articles are written, editorials are being written on this topic. Lonely, incomplete. And Prabhupada says this is because no realization of Krishna as what? Purnam. Krishna is Purna. Krishna is complete. And that's why you don't have that realization, that knowledge, and you feel incomplete. And also what? Is it good that the Lord is complete and you are complete, but then how does that completeness is experienced? By the completeness of human life can be realized. End of that page 15, last chapter, last paragraph. The completeness of human life can be realized only when one engages in
the service.
Service of the complete whole. All services in this world, whether social, political, communal, international, or even interplanetary, will remain incomplete until they are dovetailed with a complete whole. When everything is dovetailed with a complete whole, the attached parts and parcels also become complete in themselves. So the parts and parcels could experience the wholesome life, complete life, if they are connected with a complete Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service. Not just a devotion. Prabhupada doesn't translate devotion as, or bhakti as devotion, as a lot of Mayavadis do. Mayavadis, when they translate bhakti, they translate that as, it's a devotion. Devotion. But Prabhupada translates that as devotional service. Devotion could be just sitting around and just thinking shanti, shanti, and peace. That devotional service unto the Lord, activated, motivated. Because the goal is not to become dead or inert matter. Because according to Mayavadi, anything that is moving, that's Maya. Anything that has form, that's Maya. Relationships, that's Maya. So they are against the form, activities, relationships. Because they have come to conclusion, Brahma Satya, Jagat, Jagat is Mithya. The world is illusion, world is false, and only reality is Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi and that Brahma, that's me. Aham Brahmasmi. So Brahmasmi is no movement. Merging. I mean, ultimately, the idea is when you give up the body, then the Brahman, which is now covered over, merges with the all-pervading Brahman, and that's the perfection. And in that all-pervading Brahman, there is no activity, there's no movement, there's no form, there's no relationship. So a lot of Mayavadis come into existence because of the bad experiences of this world. No. This relationship only gave me so much trouble. I have nothing to do with the relationship. No more relationships. And again, when someone is proposing relationship with God, forget it. No, I had enough of it. This is my own. Brahma Satya. Jagat Mithya. Yeah, the world is false, world is horrible, terrible. No. Yeah, they're trying to run away from what is world. World is its form, activities, the forms, the relationships. This is all false. My God, I was just trying to get away from the form. And you say again, God has a form? No. So they only are ready to embrace the Brahman, merge in Brahman. So any activity, even any talk, if you're talking, that is Maya. Because he's talking, that must be Maya. Are God realized? You are speaking. Are God realized? Are you realized? But the realized person doesn't speak. Shanti. When the full realization talks, stops. Because when the pot is half filled, then it makes noise, right? They give the example. When the pot is full to the top, then doesn't make any sound. So if you are talking, sounding, that means you are incomplete. If you are fully realized and complete, you will be just sitting. But we propose real talk starts after you are liberated. When you are liberated, your talk starts, your senses really get going. Because God has senses, God is a person. So just the bad experiences of this world, they think they have nothing to do with these forms anymore. No, we have enough. But there's more. Brahman is also God, but that is just the beginning that we will study, understand as we go through the following verses.
Can you explain how the world emanates from him?
World emanates from him? Well, from him emanates Balaram and then Shankarshan and then Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu as he exhales from the pores of the body of Mahavishnu, the universe comes. One universe, two universes. As when you run or do some exercises, then there are the sweat, or the drops are formed on your body. In the beginning, only you see so many round, all over the body at one point, at the beginning. And they may be dropped or they will keep flowing on your body. So, like a little universe, huh? Like a little drop of water coming, sliding from our body, from Mahavishnu's body, the whole. So many universes come. So that when he enters into that universe, and he's Garbhadakshe Vishnu, and then Brahma is born, and then more creation in each universe. So like that.
Okay.
Universe. And the elements are also there, which are his earth, water, fire, air, ether, is his energy. They come from him.
What I meant was the whole world is Krishna's energy.
How?
The phenomenal world is his energy. But his energy is him. Right? So when it says here that the whole world emanates from him, it's him, you know?
Yeah, it cannot be separated. This electricity here is a power of the powerhouse. Right? So energy and energetic. Shakti and Shaktiman cannot be separated, that's the idea. Shakti, energy.
Yeah.
Of the Shaktiman, energetic. They cannot be separated. They're together. The sun rays cannot be separated from sun. Sun rays, sunshine is energy of the sun. So his energies are everywhere in so many different forms. They have come from him, and they're out there, and then towards the end of the creation they will be wound up, they will be going back into him.
Can you say that because the phenomenal world is his energy, so this makes it complete, because the whole world is his energy, which is him. So it's complete.
Yeah, whole thing put together is complete. And he is complete, and his energies are complete. Especially when they are connected with him. We are also complete. Our life is meaningful when it is in relationship with him. Otherwise useless. Everything is there. But there was no electricity. We had a computer, we had that projection screen, but there was no... The body is there, or we are there, but they're not connected. So this electricity is energy of the powerhouse. So the whole thing was useless when it was not connected. And so when we are connected, then it's meaningful and complete and perfect and happy. So is this a question answer, or we need a separate question answer period also? Are there lots of questions? Yes or no? How many of you have questions to ask? This is your time to make a claim. So there are two at this point. So that gives us 5 minutes time for a little exercise participatory learning experience. We'd like you to write. Are you ready? The topic is what we just read. On 15th page, the paragraph, top of the paragraph, 2.5 lines are there, right? All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. So that is a reference. Now we want you to if you are experiencing some sense of incompleteness in your life, wait a minute, don't write. You got to understand, sir. I'm not finished with that topic. If you are experiencing some incompleteness, some kind of lonely, we're talking, or empty, some void, or some sort of incompleteness in your life. Maybe some of you do. Maybe, or maybe you all are already full and complete, and you don't feel that way. But if you have some feeling like that, oh, I'm incomplete, I'm not, there's something less, something more I could have. So what is that you feel, you think, experience incompleteness, that's one part. And then how you could make your life complete, or that incompleteness, you could get rid of that incompleteness, a sense or feeling of that incompleteness, by doing something Krishna conscious or making some sort of connection with the Lord. I should actually be doing this, and then, so you have to do both. You have to identify or put down on the paper what do you think. Maybe time is going to be for 5 minutes time for you to write both. This is what I feel, I'm lacking incompleteness, sense of incompleteness. That's one part, and so that's like a diagnosis. And then you had to also come up with what? Description. So okay, you understood what the exercise is? Everyone else? One person hasn't understood. Everyone else has who has understood? Could you explain for the benefit of this Prabhu? In the back. Stand up. Make it clear, okay? Attention.
Basically, whatever incompleteness you feel in your life, just write it down. And then you give a Krishna conscious solution, you could apply this into your life in order to solve your problem of
people. Yeah? Yes, see, the teacher.
Maybe you can give him
the news. He did a good job.
Krishna consciousness.
Okay, so you have 5 minutes, and then we'll take questions. And maybe we'll ask you to one of or two of, if you of you could quickly say what, summarize your presentation.
I've got 10 issues. 5 issues. Mm-hmm. I've got that 5. You said that you're still working on it. Maybe there's some commentaries. People compile into one document.
Yes.
That's the whole thing for the Holy Ship. It's on the computer, so anytime you need it.
Okay. Is everyone right? Anyone is not right? Everyone is right. Good. What should we do with this writing now? Put them on a notice board? Upload on the internet?
Give it to Pujari.
Radha Madha?
Yes.
The Goyama Keti Pachati. I mean, you are speaking to yourself. That's what you have done so far. You spoke to yourself. No one in the world yet knows what what kind of incompleteness you're experiencing, and what you have come up. You're your own doctor also, huh? You're a patient and a doctor. Is it a separate piece of paper you have written? Or is it part of your... If we were to spend a few minutes, would you mind quickly sharing a summary of... Maybe some of you are willing to do this. Very Prabhu. Yeah, but you have 30 seconds.
Alright. Shall you read it?
Say it or read it.
Okay, I can just say it. That I'm feeling incomplete in my position as being a male, or as a husband, here in Mayapur, because my wife, she is a teacher in MIAG, and I am a student. Alright. This puts me in a subordinate position, and my false ego is crying in shame. Okay. Here I am a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and she is a disciple of my godbrother. Here she is more competent than me in public speaking and teaching and showing so many qualifications. And I'm
solution.
The position of me as a man and my wife as a woman is temporary. If I just ignore this temporary difficulty and put my heart and soul in the practice of spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, then the realization. The difficulty to overcome in the very beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, when I come to the realization I'm not this body, it's just a temporary manifestation, and it's all due to false ego.
Good ego. Yeah.
Well.
Fast. Yeah. Also, 30 seconds.
Thank you. I also have an incompleteness in my life.
Stand up. Address. 30 seconds, yeah, that's right, 30 seconds.
Well, I have an incompleteness in my life, and that is about my family as well. It's unfortunate that I've been in Krishna consciousness, but I was unable to convince my family to join in Krishna consciousness with me. When my children were young, I used to take them to the temple, they used to enjoy prasada and so on, but the moment we get home, they forget about it. To be fair to my wife, she sometimes follows us and prepares yoga, occasions and so on. But in the end, she also does not follow. So that is my incompleteness. That's the incompleteness in my life. And
what are you going to do with about
it? It's difficult to find solution, but I am, putting in the hands of Krishna. I want his mercy to show me a way so that I can, solve this solution. Well, that's where I got it, because it's a little bit beyond me. They are human beings, you can't force them, and they have to do something. I'm trying to see what I can do.
Yeah. May Krishna bless. Anyone else? Old folks, they didn't mind. Any younger generation, any of their life is complete? No incompleteness. One or two young youngsters? Younger students?
I feel some incompleteness in my life because I feel that I'm lacking in faith in Krishna consciousness and also intensity of purpose. So, and I feel like it's definitely impeding in my practical application of Krishna consciousness. So the solution is actually what I thought of is to pray to the Acharyas and to the Supreme Lord to increase my faith and and my intensity of purpose, and also to associate with those who actually have strong faith in that intensity of purpose also, and of those and also in my daily practical application also I could definitely put a lot more effort in following the process of Krishna consciousness.
There you go. One more and then we'll stop. Oh, the trigger from half up there. The other half. Let us compete with the
Stephen.
Okay. Each person is a different, right? Each person has a 25 25 different kinds of incompleteness. So this is an individual, this proves the individuality. Each one is a different. So we still haven't decided to. We still have a question.
Oh yeah, he was talking about, he had a question about that the energy is coming from Krishna, so there's Krishna. But then it's in Bhagavad Gita, there's the Gumira Ponalo Vayu Kamano Gun Evacha Ahankara Itiyame Bina Prakriti Rastada, that these eight energies are my inferior energy. So there's the energy, it's inferior and there's a superior energy. Are they both Krishna? Are they both the same? I mean, what's the answer to this?
Yeah, there's nothing outside Krishna. So, it's Krishna. Maya is not independent. This world is not independent of Krishna. It's come from Krishna. Is sitting also in the heart of all the living entities, and he says, Mattaha Smatir Jnanam Apohanam. So from me comes knowledge, and from me comes ignorance. Same Lord. From him comes knowledge, from him comes ignorance. So these are two kinds of manifestations, two kinds of energy coming from him. Oh, Prahlad, you are. No, where is your all this knowledge coming from? Prahlad said. No, the father said to Prahlad. And then Prahlad said, Daddy, Daddy. But my energy or my intelligence and your strength, you're also very powerful. And demigods are scared. And demigods are hiding behind the clouds. The source is the same. That Lord is the source of my thoughts, my statements, my intelligence, or your thoughts or your energy. So who is the source? Is it coming from the government? Is it coming from Prime Minister? All the energies, all the lands, all the bhumi upon all the wise, all same source from, it's coming from the Lord. Prakriti, para prakriti, and apara prakriti. Some superior, inferior, these adjectives have been used. Superior because the living entities are more beneficial if they are connected with the spiritual energy. As we were saying, this world is not false because it is coming from the Lord. It is His world, so it cannot be false. It exists, it is there, it is His. Or in a family, maybe one good boy, a well-behaved son, and other one, maybe a mad one, a bad one. But they aren't they both sons of the same father? Good one, bad one, that can be tough, but the source is same, coming from him. And it has this nature, that nature. Or Krishna talks of the energies are categorized into three. Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, and Shattastha Shakti, internal spiritual energy, external material energy, and living entity, marginal. So they're all these three energies have same source. Aham sarvasya prabhavah janmadyashayatah. From him comes the creation. He is the maintainer. He is also cause of destruction. He is anadir adir govindam. He is adi. He is source of everything, but he has no other source, and that is the Lord. Everyone has a source. But then you go on finding this person, that person, everyone has a source. But then you come across a person, he has no source. He is anadi Govind. So that's Sri Krishna. So all the emanations, all the energies are coming from him. There are all various kinds. Amongst inferior energy, there's a earth has one kind of energy, water is another kind, fire is another kind, air is another kind, ether is another kind. Ether, there's only one sound, and air has sound and touch, the fire has sound, touch and form, the water has sound, touch, form and taste, and the earth has one more characteristic, that is gandha, smell. So each one is again different. And these are five, and the three more, mind, intelligence, false ego, and then you go to Kapil Dev and he'll talk of some more items comprising of 24, and so they're all different manifestations, different energies, and this combines with that, and that combines with that, and then this is produced, that is produced, and whole creation comes into existence. In the beginning there was just the mass, big pile of energy, Mahatattva, and Lord Lances impregnates them, and so many varieties of 8,400,000 varieties of species come into existence. So it's quite a creation. It's all energies of the Lord. And, is that okay? So, and tomorrow, what is the verse tomorrow?
One and two.
Verse number one.
Just one?
Tomorrow is only one, number one verse. So, memorize the verse as much as possible. Word meaning, translation, read purport, and come with some prepared. Yes, Prabhu.
My question is, why is Vishnu standing in the water on the front column?
He should be lying. He's lying down in the water.
Perhaps. It should be. This is your opinion? You have explanation why he's standing.
No, I didn't think. Why Vishnu is sits on the, he is in the water but not, he is on the transcendental snake, Ananta Sage. He has a bed of Ananta Sage, couch of Ananta Sage, and Ananta Sage is in the water. Another one lying, Mahavishnu, in water. The Lord standing like this, I have no explanation. But sometimes they show water and a lotus and then Lord standing. Does anyone else have an explanation?
I've heard that that artist who was painting this picture. Artist who was painting this picture, Mataji, I forgot the name, she approached Devi Shakti. She approached Srila Prabhupada and she asked, you know, you wanted me to paint Paramatma for the book, but I don't know how to paint him and what is he doing, you know, how is he standing. And Srila Prabhupada replied, you see, it would take you thousands of lifetimes to find out this. But because you have a spiritual master, he can tell you. He's standing up to his waist in water.
That's very Keshava. That is Keshava.
Keshava. Are you standing in the water?
He says, the picture is through Keshava, in the Vishnu expansion of
Keshava. And is he supposed to be standing in the water?
This is Prabhupada told him.
Keshava stands.
This is the instruction of the Guru at the end. This is the explanation.
Yes. This is Srila Prabhupada's explanation.
Okay. Thank you.
Very well.